Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We certainly would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today we are thrilled to have back on our show Mary Bruno. Now, Mary is an author, a speaker, a podcast host, a certified Creighton practitioner, and a co-founder of a nonprofit, FamBase, which is a fertility awareness database. And she's also active on social media under the handle of White Lotus Blooming, where she promotes her mission to give hope and healing to women who suffer through infertility. And you could find her on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. She lives in Louisiana, in New Orleans, Louisiana, with her handy husband, as she calls him, and her beautiful daughter, Bella. And today she's here to speak about this beautiful book, Holding Space for Joy, and how the Catholic teachings, how the teachings of the Catholic Church can provide love, clarity, and compassion for those who suffer with infertility. You are not alone. You could visit her website, marygbruno.com and fambase.org. And you can always go out to ewtnrc.com and get this book. So it's one in every five women who suffer from infertility. If there's a woman suffering, there's her mate alongside of her, her husband, her beloved. And so people are going through pain and they're hurting, and maybe there's no avenue for them to talk about it, for them to have their heart heard, to have someone ask them, how do you feel about this? You could get this beautiful book and it will help you to go through a journey of healing. And I think it's outstanding. And the last chapter is also a great chapter for couples that we're going to talk about on our show.
Holding Space for Joy, a Prayer Companion for Women Struggling with Infertility. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Mary Bruno. She's the author of a beautiful book, Holding Space for Joy. Go out to her website, marygbruno.com and fambase.org. And you can get this beautiful book at ewtnrc.com. If you know someone in your family that might be suffering and you feel like, you know what, they're stuck and I'm afraid, whatever I say seems to be the wrong thing, well, then maybe this book can help. Well, Mary, we're excited to have you back because I feel like we have so much to say on today's show. But tell our family the layout of what the book is. What I love about the book was you have people can journal. Mm-hmm. You know, you're dealing with one topic. You have the 9 points, mm-hmm. right? So tell our family about the book, and then we have to get on with this conversation.
Yeah, it's a unique take, I think. It's short and sweet. It's just mm-hmm. over 100 pages, and I start with, well, each section has, there's 9 sections, and those are the points that help me to get to the place of acceptance and joy that I've found. So there's a brief reflection of each section, and then an original prayer written by either me or one of my favorite infertility organizations that are mm-hmm. Catholic. And then I have some songs that I have custom picked to fit each section to help you enter in. And then 3 or 4 journal prompts to help you make this journey your own.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
What I love about the song selection is that, you know, sometimes you could read about it, you could write about it, and then you could be in the car, and then you're hearing the song, and then God, all of a sudden, he's like, we're going to peel that off now. And you've done your work. Yeah. You know, you said, I want to go deeper, Lord. I want to heal. I want to be whole. And then sometimes the beauty of music and what it does to our brain and in our souls, it can release something, right? So thank you for the beautiful songs. Yeah. I thought they were great.
I want to touch base just on your components again. You got the introduction, which I thought was super. You're welcome here.
Yeah.
That everybody struggling with infertility, the lady struggling with that, you get a sense of understanding, of welcome, we get you. Agony, isolation, curiosity, thoughts versus feelings, infertility as a symptom, pregnancy not required, discover yourself fully alive, motherhood, fruitfulness and openness to life, intimacy between spouses, and the conclusion, you are seen. How did you come to the place? I know it wasn't an easy journey for you of acceptance. It almost seems like, well, I'm not going to accept that. If I accept that, then I'm never going to get pregnant. How did you finally get to that place?
Yeah, well, diving into the suffering really helped me. It really exposed kind of where my priorities were, right? I had a lot focused on inward, on myself and what I desired for my life, rather than what God's plans are for my life. And so after I kind of hit rock bottom is when all that adjusted and I started to think, okay, God, what do you want for my life now? Obviously, like, I would love to get pregnant. Maybe you've called me to that. Maybe you haven't. But what do you want for my life?
Wow.
And then that's when St. Teresa of Avila really helped me to put one step in front of the other because I wasn't feeling God's consolation. It was very painful. Mm-hmm. But slowly, he showed me all the gifts and desires and the passions that he had given me that kind of had gotten dusty on the shelf over here. And so then it really just lit me up, really, and showed me how I can bring life into the world in so many beautiful ways that just didn't seem as important to me before because I was just so focused on that one goal.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like you're so focused on what's not happening, what's not happening, what's not happening, what's not happening. And the Lord's saying, there's a lot happening in your life.
Exactly.
And we're missing it.
That's right.
And
that's
it's
right.
Like, tell us about, when I was doing my cancer journey, one of the words that the Lord spoke to me was, I was in a valley. I knew I was in a valley. It was really painful. It was darkness in the valley. And the Lord said, find the lilies in the valley. Because there's lilies in the valley. But when you're just looking at the valley, you know, then you're missing. It's like, wait a minute, Mary. So this is just part of who you are, but you have a whole, there's a whole beauty of you that I know and that I want to reveal and restore and renew. And make a purpose out of it all, right?
Exactly.
Because that's what good God does. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the name of your, is White Lotus?
White Lotus Blooming,
so
yes.
tell our family about that.
Well, kind of like your lilies.
Yeah.
And my lotuses were white as well, but the White Lotus blooms from murky waters. Mm-hmm. If you've seen them probably before floating around. They come in different colors, but white I chose because right before my hysterectomy, I just felt like God was putting like white, this pure color in birds and flowers and white lotus. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I got that name from because beauty can bloom from these murky waters, just like this beautiful flower. Yeah. So similar story there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like your healing process and the healing process that you lay out, and you don't skip over anything, agony, isolation, all that. I mean, it's, you know, pretty brutal, but you got a big part of your book that's really into pregnancy not required, discover yourself fully alive, fruitfulness, motherhood, and so on. But so much of this is just reminding me of the Paschal mystery. Mm. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ is coming again. You got to walk that out, all of the agony. You know, blessed are those who mourn because you will be comforted. You know, beauty out of ashes. This is the gospel story. Mm-hmm. And that seemed to be your way out. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a true freedom and understanding. Right. Speak to us about some of those components that help people to embrace who they really are, like fruitfulness or some of the other things that you spoke about.
Yeah.
Because we think of fruitfulness, be fruitful and multiply, fill the world and subdue it. So that means children, right? Well, but not. So unpack that.
Yeah, well, first, we just want to skip over Good Friday and Holy Saturday, but we can't get to Easter Sunday without really going through those days. And I think I put in the book, one of my favorite parts is that Good Friday is not an end. It's a beginning. Mm-hmm. And you got to get through that to get to the Easter Sunday, which is when we realize how God made us. And that it doesn't matter, you know, these things don't matter, whether or not I can have children. It's a good desire to have. But ultimately, God loves me the way that I am. my husband, my marriage is beautiful and flourishes just the way that it is, mm-hmm. with or without children. And as far as fruitfulness goes, I think the way that we address this as a church could just, it could flourish so much more when we're talking about spiritual parenthood, not just for the infertile, but for the fertile too. In mm-hmm. addition to having children, we're mm-hmm. all called to bring new life into the world. It's just a matter of, you know, we're unique and unrepeatable persons. So how is God calling us to do that? It's going to look differently. Mm-hmm. And I love that it looks differently.
Yeah. Because it's never a one size fits all. Yeah. And it is, that is true. Even when you have children, that's just part of who I am. I'm just part of their mother. That's just not the whole of me. You know, and even being Jim's wife, that's part of who I am. I'm a daughter of the King. And then what does that mean? And what does that look like? You know, because, but we seem to become so myopic, like that's my identity, that's who I am. And it's like, and then we miss the rest of it. And so if our family, tell our family how your website, fambase.org, can help women.
Yeah, so my co-founder, Emily Frazee, and I created this website. We're coming from two different places, right? I've struggled with infertility. She has struggled with surprise pregnancies and then secondary infertility. So between the two of us, we cover a lot of ground, but mm-hmm. we basically want to give couples a place to start, or even if they've been using fertility awareness or looking for different options, a place to continue from, to be educated and help them find the method of fertility awareness that fits them best. So it applies to women of any reproductive age and whether or not you're trying to achieve pregnancy. Mm-hmm. So if infertility is something that a woman is going to struggle with, oftentimes if they're using a method, they can catch that pretty early.
Okay, now tell our family, what is second infertility?
Secondary infertility is when a woman has had a child, but then has trouble conceiving again mm-hmm. for a second time. Or perfect. She could have multiple children and then she's unable to conceive again.
Mm-hmm. Let's get back to kind of identity. You got a great quote in here by Edith Stein. Said St. Edith Stein said, "The world doesn't need what women have, it needs what women are." Unpack that. Mm.
Yeah, for me, I just think that gives me so much freedom as a woman. Like, I'm more than just one, I'm a daughter of God, right? And that's what makes me beautiful. It's not what I can produce or what I accomplish, it's because I'm a daughter of God. And I just think that if we can all get grounded on that, I think that everything will kind of open up a little bit more.
I remember one of the first times I was reading the scripture, the baptism of Jesus, and you know, the voice comes, the dove and the Father's voice, "This is my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased." And you know, I didn't have my theology right, because you know the thought that came to me? He hasn't done anything yet. That's my right. thinking. Like, what's all the affirmation about here? Mm-hmm. Isn't that terrible? But I mean, that's what you're saying. Like, you are affirmed and blessed. Not that we don't have to do good works and we have mm-hmm. to really show our faith. You're my daughter, mm-hmm. and that's what we yearn for. And going through this suffering, this pain, this fire, whether it's infertility or something else in our lives that we're desiring, and you desiring a good thing, a great thing. Some of us mm-hmm. are desiring other things that aren't as great, but it's gotta be finally, it's the essence of your being that I love. You're irreplaceable to me. Amen. You're my daughter.
The beauty of a marriage too, mm-hmm. right? The two become family, right? When they make their vows on the altar, we're already a family. Mm-hmm. And I think it's easy to lose sight of the husband and the wife and the gift that they are. No matter what happens, they're a gift. We think of children as gifts, right? Easy. But we forget that we're the gift too. Our marriage is such a gift to each other, mm-hmm. to the world too. Yeah.
Now, you do have a great chapter about intimacy between spouses. And if a wife is struggling with infertility, it is his cross too. Mm-hmm. So, and I love that chapter. So tell our family what they can glean from that beautiful chapter when couples are struggling.
Yeah, with infertility, it's so easy to just get so focused on this singular goal that we lose sight of a lot of things. And sometimes one of those things we lose sight of is our spouse. Mm. And then intimacy or intercourse can become kind of stale or a box we check. And we don't ever want our marital love to become that way. So we remember that we are first a family and we love each other. And we're supposed to give to each other. Like I think I said in the book about the fertile soil is the marriage. It's the couple themselves. It's not the physical state of fertility in the person.
Say that again.
It's the couple, that is the fertile soil themselves, not the physical state of fertility or infertility.
That's right.
And so when we get married, we're charged to make God's love tangible. And how many different beautiful ways can we do that?
Right.
It's more than just having children, but it's not often stated. So we just kind of forget, or we don't think it's as good, but it really is beautiful.
It is beautiful.
All the fruit that can come out of marriages.
Right, because there's so much love to give and ways that you can serve and extend. And instead of just saying, no, God, this is the box that it has to fit in, and we want bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh, and it's almost, we think of it as a right, and it's not, and nor does it disqualify you as a man and a woman and a husband and a wife and as a family. And so there's life to be had, and then you just have to navigate those waters and say, okay, Lord, how do we navigate that? What is this going to look like for us? And the freedom to find that.
And enjoy each other.
Mary, we just have a couple of minutes, if that, left. And I just want you to speak, because this book is for, in a particular way, women struggling with infertility, and there are all different stages and phases here. What would you speak to those watching us today?
Yeah, I want these women to know how special and valued and worthy they are, regardless of what or whom they produce. And that's a message to all women, not just those who are infertile. But if the cross specifically is infertility, I really want women to know that even if it doesn't happen, even if that child doesn't come, that you are still loved and valued by God, and you are still, you can be okay. And I'm walking proof of that. Truly, it doesn't mean because I have this joy and acceptance that I don't struggle, I'm still sad about infertility, but I still get to experience this joy that everyone can still experience.
Thank you for your great witness, for your testimony, and this journal with so many good issues and key things here, and so much hope. Holding Space for Joy by Mary Bruno, EWTNRC.com. We'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. Father John Paul is going to give us his reflection on our time together. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, Father John Paul is with us again today, and we're so excited to have him. Father, what did you think about all the beautiful things that Mary was sharing?
Not just about what she's sharing, I think, but just her testimony of who she is. Just her story and how, you know, she's with grace, with God's grace, entered into this wound, this pain, this agony, and how it's transformed. Not just her, I would say, but her marriage. You know, I think it's important to say that, you know, that she and her husband are a family. They are a family that contributes to the life of the church, the life of the world. And I think that, you know, just hearing her story has the ability to bring healing to so many people. So I think that people that are watching, listening to the show should share this. There's somebody in your life, there's somebody in your immediate family, or maybe a friend of yours that struggles with the cross of infertility. Share this. Share these two shows and share Mary's contact too. You know, her website, social media, because we don't have to walk alone. I know there's a priest that has a famous saying, Father Emmerich Vogt, who always comes here to EWTN. He says, we can't control the direction of the wind, but we can adjust our sails. That's what I was thinking about when Mary was talking. There's so many things about our lives that I can't change. I can't change so much about my life, but with God's grace and with God's help, I can adjust my sail so that I can navigate mm-hmm. through life.
Right.
You know,
and get to where God wants you to be.
Yeah.
Because we always think if it's not this, then, oh, that's the end of the story. Hmm. Well, that's never the end of the story. God can always bring beauty out of ashes. God can always. And it doesn't mean we're going to go through life pain-free or disheartened or
No, there's going to be pain.
Right?
There's going to be pain somehow. Mm-hmm. You know, not just with the cross of infertility, but there's going to be some pain enter into marriage, into life in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just be willing to everybody to be willing to face that.
Mm-hmm. In this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer now, because I have overcome, you know.
And amen, I believe.
Close us with a prayer and a blessing, please.
We pray the blessing of Almighty God upon you, family, the family of God that watch EWTN. We pray many blessings upon Mary, upon her ministry, upon her marriage. We pray the blessing of Almighty God be upon you, give you his peace, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you,
Father. Go in peace.
Thank you, Father. Go to marygbruno.com, marygbruno.com, and fabmbase.org. Mother had it right when she said we're a family.
Hmm.
All these different issues.
Amen.
We don't share enough about them. Divorce, infertility, abortion. If we just bring these things to the light, we would see in the midst of the pain, suffering, and sorrow that God is conforming us to his image. And he brings, you know, beauty out of ashes. Hmm. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.